And now dictation for Mary. My girl, M-A-G-I-R-L, July 1841, address as a letter to Gregory Page, 616-754-3828. Dear Dr. Page, follow up for Mrs. Magur, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in July. Wearing a Harmony tour for 2 weeks. Discussion about pacer. Follow with cardiology, Dr. Marok, M-A-R-O-K, and Dr. Mander, M-A-A-N-D-E-R. Urinary tract infection requiring 3 courses of antibiotics. Was admitted to the hospital with severe bradycardia. Readmitted one or twice after that, was on rehabilitation. Daughter noticed poor diet compliance and significant weight gain. Was released home. Uses a walker, morbid obesity. Diabetes was poorly controlled. Presently no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Has chronic edema. Compressing stack is improved. Present weight 191. Stable dyspnea, but no oxygen. Denies sleep apnea. Severe orthopnea, PND, denied syncope, other review system negative. Next paragraph, the most updated medication review. I will highlight the Norvasc, Coric, Lasix, nitrates, potassium replacement, no anti-inflammatory agents, anticoagulated with Eliquis, Omplavix, antidepressants, cholesterol triglyceride treatment, diabetes management, Nurantin, palliative replacement, next paragraph, blood pressure today 93/60, no localized varices. There is JVD, no arrhythmia, pericardial wrap. There is obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, 2+ edema, compressing stockings up to the knee. No gross focal deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is November, creatinine 1.67, which is baseline. Sodium potassium acid base normal, present GFR 31, stage 3B. Low albumin. Normal phosphorus, calcium, mild anemia 13.3, normal white blood cell platelets couldn't be calculated. It was CLUMP, C-L-U-M-P. Review one of the discharge summaries from November 2nd, 2022. Underlying congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, diabetes, obesity, prior bypass surgery, pulmonary hypertension, history of DVT, atrial fibrillation, prior falls, negative CT scan head and spine for acute process. Diuresis, hypoxemia improved. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has advanced renal failure. A number of factors, which includes PHF, diabetes, hypertension. We start dialysis based on symptoms and GFR less than 15, the importance of salt fluid restrictions. I did not change, blood pressure is running in the low side. I wonder if Norvasc might not be needed and is causing exacerbation of edema, the same as the gabapentin, which is not clinically proven benefit for problems of spinal stenosis. That's the reason that she's using it. This might allow us to have a better edema control with less diuretics and less effects on the kidneys. Continue using the compressing stockings, needs aggressive diabetes control, continue physical activity, chemistry is in a regular basis, discuss with the patient and the daughter, end of dictation.